News release. Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. A couple of early Braden Sear markers, and a total of four on the power play tallies by the Timmins Rock, sent them on their way to a 9-1 victory over the Blind River Beavers Sunday in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League afternoon affair at McIntyre Arena. Wasting little time in opening the scoring, Sear put the Rock on the board 51 seconds into the proceedings as he picked off the puck at his own blue line and skated up ice and, while driving hard to the net, tucked it through the legs of Beavers starter Connor Dunham-Fox. Going to the man advantage a couple of shifts later, Sear notched another as he took a feed back to the point and, while moving in, ripped a shot upstairs from the top of the right circle. Up two skaters, Blind River got on the board at 5:17 thanks to Aaron Dukeshire, who worked a give-and-go with teammate Leighton Hurst, then pumped one top shelf on Timmins goaltender Dryden Riley, to reach the 10-tally plateau on the season. Regrouping, the home side banged in two more markers to go up 4-1. Extending a point streak to 6 in succession, Jack Kelly took a crisp cross-ice pass from Reese Liu and whipped it in during a man advantage for his 10th of the campaign, in scoring for a fourth straight outing. Adding another moments later, Henry McClellan chipped in a Kai Clayton back pass from the top of the crease. On an extended power play near the end of the period, that carried over into the middle frame, the Rock's special teams clicked once more when Thomas Beard buried a Kelly setup from behind the net. In the second stanza, a fourth extra man effort was provided as Alexis Tremblay spun along the right side and slid a low shot past Jarrett Fenton Chaipaya, who had entered the matchup in relief for the Beavers. Tightening up from there, the remainder of the session was scoreless as Timmins carried their big lead into the third. In the final period, the hosts saw Liu wheel in the Blind River zone down the right wing and send a pass over to Kelly, who snapped in his second of the day. Clark Scadden then converted from close range for the Rock, a half minute later, before Travis Poen punched in a rebound for a shorthanded effort to complete the day's scoring. With the victory, Timmins improves to 1-7-7-0-0 on the season, while the one-sided loss sees Blind River dip to 1-5-9-1-0.